This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar called it a tried-and-true method to treat coronavirus. He says this is a major advance in the treatment of patients. The plasma is said to result in a 30 to 35% better survival rate for COVID-19 patients. Convalescent plasma is blood plasma, that's the liquid part of blood, containing coronavirus antibodies. It's donated by people who've recovered from COVID-19. The New York Times reported last week an FDA emergency use authorization for this treatment was on hold after officials from the National Institutes of Health intervened, saying evidence on its efficacy was too weak. The latest developments in the coronavirus crisis today, the pandemic has killed more than 806,000 people. That's according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University on Sunday. More than 23 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths with over 176,000. It's followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. Mexico, India, and Britain have the next highest death tolls. India's confirmed cases crossed the 3 million mark with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in the world's second most populous nation. After largely bringing its own outbreak under control, South Korea returns to tightening curbs to try to contain a new growing cluster of cases. The chief of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned, "The situation is very grave and serious. We are on the brink of a nationwide pandemic. Nightclubs and beaches have now been closed, and there are tight